Blog Talk Radio.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day.
With you.
Glory to God. Yes, yes, yes. No matter what trials or tribulation that you are going through in life, you feel so much better if you just smile and trust God. This is Evangelist Hannah with Kingdom Builders International. I thank God for everyone who has called in on the phone line. I thank God for all our internet listeners. Glory to God. Just smile and trust God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. You are truly worthy, Father. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Well, tonight we have a true, mighty woman of God that's going to bring the word of God forth from out of her belly. Glory to God. A true woman of God that's walking in the true holiness. Glory to God. And again, I give a shout out to Honorable Cia. Everyone is called in for all of our listeners. Glory to God. I thank God for Prophet Teresa, who is the founder of Kingdom Builders International, and all that she poured into the ministry. Glory to God. Minister Rhea, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God.
Hallelujah.
For yielding yourself to our Father tonight. And I just know in his hands that he's going to use you. Glory to God. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I just invite your presence. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. I thank you that the word of God shall go forth with power and might in the name of Jesus. I take authority over every hindrance spirit that was sent out against this program in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over the phone lines tonight, God. Anoint and fall afresh upon the woman of God. Ain't called in Shaka.
Your people, God.
The word that you have put in her belly. I thank you, Lord. That the word of God tonight will go forth, God, with power and might. In the name of Jesus, God, deliver her, heal and set free, God, from the word is going to go forth tonight, Lord God. Even when somebody's listening to it tomorrow, next month, the month after, God, let it penetrate their heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God. Have your way through the woman of God tonight. Glory be to God. Minister Rhea Wilson is from God's Harbor for all souls. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
For further information, you can go on www.godharborforallsouls.org. Glory to God. And at this
moment,
woman of God, I yield the line to you.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God, you're worthy. God, you're worthy. Hallelujah, Jesus. There is none like our God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I just give God glory for his son, Jesus, who is the head of my life. I'm so blessed and grateful to be on this line tonight just to let the Lord have his way. There's no flesh going to glory in God's presence because it can't. We're just going to let the Lord have his way on tonight. I want to first start by saying I thank God for our own prophetess Teresa. I thank God for Evangelist Hannah, the mighty women of God, and I'm just a pleasure to be on the line once again. I want to thank God for my leaders, my Bishop Odell McFarland Jr., and my pastor, Pastor Odell McFarland III. And to all the people of God, all the women and men of God that God has called and chosen to preach and teach the gospel, I'm just so grateful to God for all of those in the body of Christ. Glory to God. And gracious Father, we thank you right now for your word, which is power and might. Light unto our souls, O God, have your way. Use this thy vessel for your glory, not allowing flesh to glory in your presence. I pray, God, that every listening ear, God, will not just be a listener, but will truly hear the word, O God. do the word, live the word. Let the word penetrate in their hearts, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And let none of us be the same, God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Well, again, I'm so grateful for being on this evening, and I just want to share a few things that God had placed on my heart. You know, it's an amazing thing when you're going through tests and trials in your life, and sometimes you look around and it looks so dark, and it looks so grim, and it looks as if you don't have a way out. But I come to encourage all those that are listening tonight and that will listen in weeks or months to come. God is a gracious God. And the word of God says in Romans the 8th chapter, the 31st verse, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah, Jesus. And I tell you, God put this scripture in my spirit, and I've been going through a great test, and God always encouraged me to speak from where you are and what I'm doing. Let the word of God that I put in you for your situation just overflow unto all those that would have a listening ear to hear what I've said to you. And this scripture is just so powerful, because we find ourselves in the situation in the times that we live in. A lot of people are unemployed. A lot of people are going through in their health. There are just so many things going on in the world today. And as believers, we are encouraged to understand that we're in this world, but we're not of it. Our kingdom is the kingdom of God. And so when the word of God says, what shall we say? What shall we then say to these things? All the things that are going on around you, all of the attacks, all of the principalities and powers and wicked and high places, all these things that are coming against you, what then shall any of us say to these things? We should say, if God be for us, and he is for us. So if he's for you, who can be against you? What test, what trial, what man, woman, what situation can come against you? What weapon formed against you can prosper? What situation that comes against you in your life can have victory when you've got the Almighty God, Jehovah, on your side? He's for you. So there's no one or no situation that can come against you and successfully succeed in doing any harm to you if you will just take this word, live this word, trust in this word. I want to go to Romans 8 and 32, and it says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him, with Jesus, also freely give us all things? This word ministered to my spirit because, you know, when you are, or it looks like you're in lack in the natural, God is moving in the spirit realm. He is moving in the heavenlies for you. Now, if he did not spare his only begotten son, if he did not hold him back, if he did not hold his son back from the cross, why then do we walk around believing that he won't bless us with the things we need to live in this natural world? He sent his son to the cross. He spared him not, but delivered him up for us all. Then we should not be somewhere saying that God doesn't want to do this, or if it be the will of God. It is always the will of God to bless his children. He is a blessing God. He is a provider. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is the Lord God that provides, and not just provides, but provides an offering. He is the one that will give you what you need to sow a seed that will cause you to reap a harvest. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to the name of God. And so as we look at this scripture, we can see where he says, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? And when he says all things, all means all. Every desire God has put on your heart to desire, God is going to bring it to pass. What God has predestinated, chosen, called, elected, and selected you to do and be, your destiny shall come to pass, because he did not withhold his only son from us. And because he sent him willingly to the cross and Jesus willingly went to the cross, we are now sitting in a position to be blessed and receive all things. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Go down with me now to verse 35. And it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? It says, it's a question. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? A lot of times we as Christians, when we go through a test, a trial, we're distressed, we're persecuted. We find ourselves in a dry place, in a famine. We find ourselves exposed, and we look around, and if we're not careful, we can find ourselves outside of God. A lot of times Christians will run from the church instead of running to. The word says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? There isn't anything that you're going through. There isn't anything that you've done that repentance from you to Christ, Christ's love for you, cannot overcome. He will not be separated from you. So then why do we turn and run from him when we should be running to him? He's the answer, saints. Hallelujah. He is the answer. Shall tribulation? Is there any test or trial? Is there any circumstance or situation in your life brought on by your own mistake, brought on by an attack of the enemy, being tried and tested, that your faith may be increased? Can any of these things separate you from Christ? He said, lo, I will be with you always, always. Glory to God. He is Jehovah Shammah. He is always with us. So therefore, there's nothing that can separate us from him. He will never turn his back and walk away from us. So we should not turn our back and run from him when we're going through something. The world is not the answer. Once God has delivered you from the world, your kingdom, your dwelling place, your citizenship is in heaven. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. It is in heaven. We are sojourners through this world. We are passing through. Amen. And as we pass through, we want to show the love of Christ. We want to show the victory of God. We want everyone to know that as Christians, we are overcomers. We are more than conquerors because of the one that's on the inside of us. Doesn't matter what the world's got going on. Doesn't matter about the economy and the gas prices and all the murders that are taking place. And all these things we know as saints of the living God were already foretold of. The word of God has fulfilled itself. This is not a surprise to the believer, what's going on in the world. But what shouldn't happen with the believers, we should not abandon the only one that can get us through our test. The only one that can bring us peace in the time of distress. The only one that can comfort us and lift us up and elevate us when we're being persecuted for believing in and serving the Almighty God and the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can spring up a well of wealth and ever-flowing water in the midst of a famine. Hallelujah to Jesus. So, saints of God, let's not run from God. Let's run to God. If I had to title this word that God gave me, it would simply be, if God be for us, who can be against us? Because he is for us. He loves us. He gave his only begotten son who died on Calvary for us. that should encourage our hearts to know he gave the greatest sacrifice that he could ever give. Why would he hold anything from us? Anything that's in his will, in his heart to do, he will do. Amen? Go with me now to Matthew. I want to turn your attention to Matthew, the 6th chapter. Very familiar chapter in the Word of God. The Sermon on the Mount. And we're going to go to the 25th verse. Let's start at the 25th verse. And it says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Amen. This is Jesus speaking. And he's telling us that he doesn't want us to take any thought for our life. Oh, glory. How many of us really meditate on that word? He said, take no thought for it. But yet, as Christians, we find ourselves distressed, worried, fearful, operating in everything that God says is not his will for us to operate in. He tells us, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what you shall drink. So whatever you're lacking in the natural, whatever you think that you don't have, God said, don't take any thought about it. Know that I'm God. Know that I love you. Jesus says here, know that I am the one that loves you and will do all that you need done in your life. Amen? What you shall put on. Why are you concerned about these things? Because our life, the true life of us is our spirit man. Why are we so concerned about the outward man? God has a promise for us that the inward man would prosper. And then everything will be added on, and the outward man would show the glory of God that the inward man possesses. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to his name. Let's go to verse 30. It says, wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Jesus is saying that he created the grass and the lilies of the field, the fowls of the air. All things that were made by God, and nothing that was not made by him. Everything was made by our God. And he made it all beautiful. He looked and said, it is good. Hallelujah to Jesus. So the grass, which can't toil, doesn't work, doesn't serve him, doesn't praise him. He made it beautiful. But yet it is today and tomorrow. It's thrown in the oven. It's burned up. But yet he clothed it so beautifully. How much more would he do for us? So here, it's in my spirit that Jesus is challenging us when he says, O ye of little faith. Because he knew he was talking to a people that would worry and concern themselves over this natural world and the natural things that go on in it, so much so that it would disturb their spirit. Oh, my God. And he wants us to live a prosperous, successful life. That's what Jesus wants for us. Amen? Let's go to verse 33. This is one of my favorite verses in the Word of God. Because it just seems to hold so much weight in this passage of Scripture. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. See, what a lot of us are doing is we're going after the things. We're going after the things that he told us to have no thought for, to take no care for. We're going after those things first. And we're finding ourselves frustrated and distressed and fearful and worried because we're trying to obtain these things without God, without the Lord Jesus. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. That is what he is challenging us to do. Seek ye first, not second, not third. Don't go after the things. Don't go asking someone else. Don't take a poll on what you should do. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Everything that you have need of, as you seek the kingdom of God, he said he will add these things unto you. So therefore, trusting, walking by faith, knowing that he loves us, knowing that there's nothing that can separate us from his love. Hallelujah. Knowing that he sent his only begotten son to the cross, and his son went to the cross willingly, died on the cross, and was risen from the dead, and now is seated at the right hand of the Father with all power in his hands. Hallelujah. And with this kind of love on our side, why are we doing anything but rejoicing? Glory to God. Glory to God. We should be rejoicing. I don't care if you don't have a dime in your pocket. You're not broke because your Father is not broke. You may be in a situation where you don't see the manifested wealth, but my Bible tells me the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. He says that the cattle on a thousand hills belongs to him. Everything in this earth belongs to our Father God. He said that we are servants because we serve the Lord with love. We serve each other with love. Then he calls us friends. Then he calls us sons and daughters. And then he calls us heirs. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know what that means to you, but to me, it means I have nothing to concern myself about. I'm just going to go through this life and give my God glory. I'm going to lift him up. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to worship him. I'm going to ask him to work on me. I'm going to repent every day for all that I may not even know I've done, that my spirit may be free, that my spirit may be clear, that my heart would be pure. Oh, glory to God. That I may be a vessel used for his glory, that my living and going through all that we go through as Christians would not be in vain. Christ did not die in vain. Hallelujah. So as Christians, we've got to walk with our shoulders squared back and our heads held high, knowing that no matter what it looks like in the natural, we're not going to get caught up in the whirlwind of what the world's got going on. But we're going to stand firm on this word. Hallelujah to Jesus. This word is the answer for every question you have, every circumstance you're going through, every situation, every test, every trial. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's move right along to 34. It says, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Jesus does not want us to fret ourselves over something we have no control over. You have no control over, I have no control over tomorrow. So therefore, there is no reason for us to take care for it. When he says take care for it, he doesn't mean that you're not using wisdom, that you're not planning for the day, you're not seeking his direction on what to do for the next day. But when he says take no care for it, he doesn't want you worried. He doesn't want you stressed. He doesn't, because you can't fix it. He's the only one that can see into tomorrow and the next day and the future. He has all of that in his hands. Amen? So our position is to trust him, to walk by faith and not by sight, to love him, to worship him, to keep our minds stayed on him. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. To get this word. Don't let the word of God, your sword, gather dust. Read the word, study the word, pray before you open the word and ask God to download revelation and understanding so that you can grow in trees of righteousness, so that you can be a vessel. Each and every one of us, God has commissioned and called us to be disciples, to be mentors, to be servants, to show the love of God, to walk this walk that somebody that has not received salvation They say, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to have that life? We're in an economy where everybody's concerned about how they're going to pay their mortgage and houses are in foreclosure. But the Christian should be saying, my God is able. This house belongs to him. This land is his land. It's his desire that I walk prosperous. I'm going to walk prosperous. And the world should see us that way. So they will say, how is it that you can smile in the midst of adversity? Because I've got the one that brings joy down on the inside. Hallelujah. My joy is not contingent upon the things going on around me. Glory to God. My joy is because Jesus Christ died on Calvary and set me free from sin and degradation, delivered me, hold glory, and put my name, your name, if you are saved and love the Lord, in the Lamb's Book of Life. So that when this short vapor, one Bible says mist, when this vapor of a life is over, our names are in the Lamb's Book of Life, and we will spend all of eternity with our sweet Father. So that's something to encourage our hearts and know that you can't get weary and well-doing. You can't faint. You want to reap. You don't want the harvest to not take place in your life because you ran from God in the midst of a test. You ran from God in the midst of a trial. You looked around and everything seems to be out of order around you. But you got to know greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world causing all the havoc and mayhem that's going on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, bless his holy name. I'm stirred, saints of God. I love the Lord. I love his word. I pray that God is doing something for you on tonight with this word. I pray that you're being encouraged that no matter what you're going through, laid off your job, children not saved, going through in your body, oh, my God, glory to God. No matter what the test or trial is, bills due and you don't know how you're going to pay them, I pray after this word you know how they're going to get paid. You know your Father, which is in heaven, has got it all taken care of. Hallelujah. He's not going to withhold any good thing from you. Hallelujah to Jesus. I need you to get this and know it. Know it and know it. Put it down in your knower. Put it down in the deepest part of you, the center of your belly. And know it. Hold on to it. Because your life and the life of someone watching your life depends on you holding on to this word. Not running, not faltering, not failing. Not dipping back, not skipping back, not looking back. The answer's not in the world, my sweet brothers and sisters. The answer is in Christ. The answer is in our Father God, Jehovah. The answer is in the Word. From Genesis to Revelation, the answer is here. Amen. Praise God. Let's go to Matthew 7, verse 7. And I'm almost done. I'll be out of your way. Glory to God. It says, ask, and this is Jesus speaking, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Verse 8, for everyone that seeketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is Jesus letting us know. All you have to do is ask, and it shall be given. Ask. Ask him. But you must do it by faith. You must do it by faith. You must ask the Savior. You must ask Father God in the name of Jesus by faith to do it. Because Jesus says it will be given. He said, seek if you look for the Lord to move in your life and work a miracle and bless you and deliver you and wash you and set you free. He said, seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. God will not have you knock. knocking, calling on him, and he not opened the door. Thank you, Jesus. He says, for everyone that asks, receives. Everyone that asks, receives. So if you say, well, I've asked and I didn't receive, check your heart. Check your faith. The Lord Jesus Christ is not a man that he should lie. And he's not the Son of Man that he should repent. Every word that he speaks is yea and amen. You can stand on it. You can bank on it. You can trust in it. You can lean on it. You can depend on it. You can walk by it. You can live by it. Oh, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. And it says, he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Glory to God. It says, or what man is there of you whom, if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? So if you and I, being natural men and women, would ask for bread, if any of our children asked us for bread, would we give them a stone? And says, or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? Would you give your child a serpent and they ask for fish? Then verse 11 says, if you then, meaning us, man, being evil without Jesus Christ on the inside, there's no good thing, the Bible says, that dwells in this flesh. So the evil is the one without Christ on the inside. Being evil, know how to give good gifts. Those that are not saved, that are not walking and living the word, they know how to be a blessing. They know how to give bread instead of a stone. So he says, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Hallelujah. Glory to God. If we can give good gifts and there's evil that dwells in us, what more the Holy Father God, who has no part of sin, has no part of evil, what would he hold back from us if we, who are not as great as he is, my God, can give a good gift? How much more, God? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is an awesome question to ponder when you're going through. When you're going through tests and trials in your life, when you can't seem to see your way, stop trying to look through your natural eye. Stop trying to see it the world's way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he will do the adding. My God, cry out to God. Lay out before him. Worship him. Glorify him. Praise him. Give him all the glory because he's worthy. Verse 12 says, therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do you even also to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Oh, my God. What is it you want the Father God to do for you? What is it that you are looking for? Can you sow a seed of love that love may return to you? Can you treat your brethren with kindness? Can you walk in humility and meekness? Oh, my God. Glory to your name, Jesus. He said, do you even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Hallelujah to Jesus. We know that the laws of God work because Jesus Christ came and fulfilled it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 13 says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. You see, Jesus is a very loving, wise God. He gives us, there are many, many, many recipes for walking in victory. But here in Matthew 7 and 13, he tells us to enter into the straight gate. Because when you are walking this walk of salvation, of holiness, there's no room for you to waver. It's God's way or it's no way. Hallelujah to Jesus. He says, enter ye in the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. You know, it's a sad thing to think in our hearts that there are more people going to hell, which was not even designed for man, than there are going to heaven. We've got to do something. We've got to do something in this last and evil day, my brothers and sisters. We've got to live a life exemplary to this world that they may say, what must I do to be saved? Where do you start? Right at home. Let your light shine right where you live. Let your mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, sisters and brothers, children, let them see. Let your coworkers, let them see God in you. Hallelujah. Praise God. 14 says, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto a life, and few there be that find it. Oh, my God. This is a narrow walk. You want to see the blessings of God flow in your life. You want to know that nothing separates you from Christ. You want to walk by faith and not by sight. It's a narrow walk. It's a narrow walk. We have a lot of people today that say that they're Christians because they believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. But are you born again? Hallelujah. Has your mind been renewed? Have you allowed God to come into your heart? Are you saying you are a Christian and you're still walking around with the same ways that you had before you say you were saved? But yet you're looking for the blessings of God. Oh, my God. You can't stand in the midst of a test or a trial because you haven't allowed the Lord in, the Holy Ghost in. Oh, my God, to stand in the midst of the test in you. You just say, I'm a Christian. But I challenge you today. Walk in your born-again status. Trust in the Lord. Depend and rely on the Holy Ghost that's on the inside of you. Oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. Not wavering, not giving in to your fleshly desires, not giving in to the thoughts that are not of God. Cast them down. Ask God, renew my mind, God. Take hold of it, that I might not be shaky and quaky, that I might not waver in this walk, in this sweet salvation, this sweet gift you've given me, that I might not destroy this gift, that I might not use this gift unwisely, but God, that I might walk, that I would not bring a reproach on you, that I would not bring a reproach on the Christ that died on Calvary. Glory to God. That's what we need to think about. The word said that nothing can separate us from Christ. Christ loves us so much, hallelujah, that the tests and trials that we go, everything that is brought against us, it can't pull us away from. You can't be plucked out of his hand. Hallelujah, Jesus. When you're sold out, when your mind is made up, there's no good thing he will withhold from you. Whatever you're going through, you're going through in your body, every day you confess the scriptures on healing. By his stripes I am healed. He is Jehovah Rapha, the great physician, the great healer. He is the one that will make all that's wrong in your body, the attack, the enemy has come against your body. He is the one. He's not just able, but he's willing. You don't have to say, if it be the will of the Lord to heal me. He already said you're healed. Jesus suffered 39 stripes on his back for your healing. Don't let what you're going through separate you from him. Don't walk away. He's never walking away, but don't you walk away. Understand that if God's for you, how can this disease come against you and win? Hey, glory to God. God is for you. How can the lack of finances in your pocket keep you from paying your bills? God's for you. How you know the See, bills are paid. Needs are met. If God's for you, how is it that you're somewhere fretful that this disobedient child or this lost child will not be saved? He said, if I save you, I'll save your children and your children's children. Oh, my God, that's a place to rejoice, saints of God. That's a place to give him praise. Hallelujah. It's a promise from him. Oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Trusting in the Lord, believing in God, knowing that he is God. Oh, my God, not stepping down, not looking back, but going forward in him. And now as I close, I just leave you with this. Romans 8 and 31. What shall we then say to these things? All of these things, my sweet brothers and sisters, my father's children, all of these things that we sometimes allow to try to come against us. It says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who? I ask you with a sincere heart to ask yourself, if God be for me, who can be against me? Hallelujah to Jesus. I thank God for everyone that had an opportunity to listen. I'm so grateful to God to have had this opportunity to share this word that God shared with me. I pray you were blessed by it. Evangelist Hannah, I love you so much. Are you there, my dear?
Yes, I'm here, woman of God. Yes,
glory
I'm here.
To God. Glory to God. I just thank God. Hallelujah for all those that were on the line and those that will listen in the future. God is just so wonderful, my sweet sister. He's just a marvelous, abundant, awesome God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And what an awesome word, woman of God, that
thank
was in
you,
your belly today. And the saints
you,
of
Jesus.
God need to be reminded.
Thank you,
need
Jesus.
To be reminded that God supplied every need.
Mm.
What an awesome word. And then if you get a thought that he's not going to supply that need, the Bible tells us to cast down thoughts and imagination.
And
exalt itself against the knowledge of God. So why are we dwelling on them things anyway?
Come on, come on. Yes,
we
God.
To cast them thoughts down. When
yes,
the enemy
yes.
comes with an attack, I'll be like, okay, that's from the stupid devil because God ain't going to tell me to do nothing like that.
Amen.
God ain't going to tell me to say that.
Amen.
Glory
thank
be
you,
to
Jesus.
God.
Glory to God.
Because he is the Almighty Father, our Almighty Father that truly loves
yes.
us. So he
yes.
tells us. He
yes,
tells
God.
Us what to think on.
Yes, God.
So
thank you, Jesus.
We can live faith by day and though we say think on things that is true, lovely, of good rapport.
Yes,
the
yes.
The saints of God. We don't do that because we let the enemy entertain our mind and our thoughts.
Oh, my God.
Glory be to God.
Thank
and
you.
God has you speak on what you're walking through.
Hallelujah, yes, God.
Jesus. And
hallelujah.
I just thank God for that word.
Amen.
Because, yes, the saints of God, I don't care if you're a parish apostle, prophetess, whatever, you have to be reminded. At
thank
times,
you, Jesus. Thank
glory
you.
Glory be to God. And God was sent
that
someone
is for
alone.
Us. Yes,
glory
hallelujah.
Be to God.
Glory
that
to God.
He is for us. Yes,
he
is.
He is for us. Hallelujah. Thank
totally.
You, Jesus.
Totally. Into the things of God and receive our inheritance. Glory to God. So
thank
I thank
you,
God again for you, woman of God. I thank
oh,
God
glory
for
God.
That would work tonight. And at this
thank
time,
you.
We're going to do the salvation call, and then we're going to open up the line for a couple of comments or prayer requests.
Thank you, Jesus. Gracious Father, we just ask you right now, Master, if there's anyone there listening, God, that has not received you, we pray right now, God, that you will come into their heart. We ask all those listening, if you're not saved, just lift your hands and just give God glory right now. Say, God, come into my heart. Change me. Renew me. Fix me. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I give you my life. I give you my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in and abode in me in the name of Jesus. Repent before the Lord. Lord, I'm sorry. God, I ask you to forgive me for every sin, for everything I've done and thought that was not like you. God, I'm asking you to put it away in the sea of forgiveness. Wash me, oh God, thoroughly in the mighty name of Jesus. Save me right now, Lord. Come in right now, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And God, I receive you in my heart. I believe that you are the Son of God, risen from the dead and seated at the right hand of the Father. I trust in you, and I give my life to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 You said that prayer, the angels is rejoicing, the prayer of salvation.
Yes, God.
And we want to rejoice with you. Hey, Kero Mosia, thank you.
Hallelujah.
You can go to www.KingdomDaughters.com and let us know. We would like to stand in the faith fight with you, and also
yes,
we will send you a Bible, or we will send you a Bible and an MP3 player. Glory be to God. So go on to
thank
the
you
website and leave a comment, and welcome to the body of Christ. And at this time, the lines will be open for prayer requests or comments. Glory be to God. At this time, the lines are open. If you have a comment or a prayer request, you may come forth now. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, we just thank God for the word that went forth.
Amen.
We do have a lot of people on the line, and sometimes the word goes forth, and people are just filled
thank
with the word of God. Glory
thank
be
you
to God. Hallelujah. Glory to the background. Glory to God. So we just thank you, God, for what you have done tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Woman of God, in the name of Jesus, I
thank
bind
you, Jesus.
I thank you for the hedge of protection that you have around the woman of God. I thank you right now, Father God, for giving her the desires of her heart, Lord God.
In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God.
I thank you right now, God, for supplying every need for the woman of God. And she has
thank
poured
you
out, Lord God, for your
thank
people,
you
Father God. I pray
hallelujah
right now, Lord God, that you will
thank
pour
you
into her, Lord God, a double
thank
portion,
you
Lord God, that you will stir up, Lord God, everything that's in the inside of her, Lord God, as you
thank
take
you
her, Father, in the name of Jesus, God.
In the name
from
of
glory
Jesus
to glory, God, in you, in
are
the
you
name of Jesus, God. I thank
you
right now, Lord God, for the woman
thank
of God, Lord God. I plead the blood
thank
over her son, Lord God, over her home, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus,
the name
Lord God.
Of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord God, as you visit
thank
her
you, Lord
dreams and vision, Lord God, and quarterly chakra, that you will give her the understanding, Lord God, in the
thank
mighty
Jesus
name of Jesus, Lord God, as she
thank
speaks,
you, Lord
God, and quarterly chakra, thus says the Lord, Lord God. I
thank,
thank
you,
you
Jesus,
Father God.
Thank you, Jesus.
They will be angry, Lord God. They will come from
thank
the throne room of heaven, Father.
Thank
in
you,
the mighty name of Jesus,
glory.
Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to raise
thank
up the woman of God. And you, Lord God, as you use
thank
her,
you,
Lord God, to draw people,
thank
Father,
you,
into your kingdom, Lord God.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
And we give you all the praises, Lord God.
You're worthy, Master.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, you get the glory, Lord God, for the testimony that will come forth, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus,
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God. And I
thank
you, Lord God, for the warfare of angels, Lord God. There's warfare over my sister right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that everything that the enemy meant for evil, Father, that you have already, Lord God, turned it around for your good, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus.
We magnify you, glorify you, God.
You're worthy, Master.
We truly love you, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You get the glory, Father. You get
your
the glory, Lord God.
Yes, God.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
You truly worthy, God.
Thank you, Lord.
In this time, the lines are still open. If you have a prayer request or a comment, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, at this time, I just appreciate you, woman of God.
I love you, my sweet sister. God bless you.
For you, woman of God. Again, I thank God for everyone that has called in. I thank God for all the internet listeners in the name of Jesus.
And
for everyone that's going to listen
to
the program in the future, I thank God for that also. A woman of God,
I thank God for you. Amen. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, woman of God.
I was just thanking God for you. You can go forth.
Amen. I just wanted to just thank God for all those that are on the line. And I want to thank God and give God the glory for you, Evangelist Hannah, for you being a strong woman of God, going through your tests and trials and just giving God all the glory. I thank God for Prophetess Teresa, and God, I ask you to move by your spirit. Do a new work, God, in these women of God. God, bless this blog talk, this prayer line, oh, Lord God. It's a work for your glory. And, God, we ask you to move by your spirit. Prosper it, oh, God. God, you said you wish above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. God, I decree it, and I speak it by faith over the women of God's life in the name of Jesus. God, they shall go forward with strength and power in and through Christ Jesus. And, God, we thank that no good thing will you withhold from them. We thank you for every blessing, that blessed going in and blessed coming out. Oh, God, they're blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Everywhere their feet tread, they're blessed. Everything their hands touch, they're blessed. Overflow, God, in their lives. Nothing missing and nothing broken. In their family, Lord God. In their ministries, Lord God. Let them operate through them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your majesty. And we thank you for your might. We thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, and glory to God.
Glory
and if you'd like to give a donation to Kingdom Builders International, you can go to www.kingdomdaughters.org. It is a secure website to make a donation. And I just praise God for you. I praise God for you, woman of God.
And I love you. God bless you.
Bless you too, woman of God. And, you know, we cannot let the enemy shut our mouth. And even with God, no matter what he does in our life, we have to give him glory and say something about it. You know, a lot of people already know what I went through since November with my grieving and the enemy trying to shut my mouth. But we cannot let him, because he knows the power and the authority that's in us.
Amen.
So yes, he'll try you.
Yes,
yes. In you, to resist him.
Yes,
God.
He will
flee.
Thank you, Jesus.
Resist him, and he will flee.
Yes,
glory be to God.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God I have weaned myself off of one of the breathing medications. It's been over a month.
Amen. How glory to God. Hallelujah.
I told my doctor I'm going to be his miracle patient. How will be your medical patient if I'm taking this, all this stuff you give me? How God is going to get the glory
forward.
Thank you, Jesus.
If I'm steady putting in me what you give me, I'm not taking that.
Thank you, Jesus.
And when he gave it to me, it says, if you're taking this for asthma, most likely you're going to die from an asthma attack. I mean, I don't have asthma. Why
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Because the enemy is trying to put in your head, oh, you're going to die from an asthma attack anyway. The devil's stupid.
Yes,
I stopped taking it. And I told my doctor Friday that I stopped taking it. How is God going to get the glory for my healing?
It's done.
And he shall flee. But you have to have the faith to do it. I'm not telling nobody to stop taking their medicine. It's between God and according to my faith.
Yes, God. In the name
glory
of Jesus.
God.
Glory to God. Yes,
but
ma'am.
But if the woman of God says, God will, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry. Give God the glory.
He's worthy.
Hallelujah. And if you're fearful, run at that fear and turn it into faith. Because yes, the enemy tried to fear. So I love everyone that has called in. Kingdom Biblical International loves you. And you all continue to have a blessed night.
Amen. Good night. God bless.
Good night. God bless.
Good night.
Be the place where God lives. He resides in our worship. He resides in our praise to him. He resides in us. So have your way, Jesus. Your every desire.